game. The beer, but I do have one with me. Hey, it's Thursday night. You're listening to Kayak Fishing Radio. I'm Chip Gibson, the tree hugger, and we are we're going live. So welcome, Buzzards Row. Bill, oh, hold on. Push the right button, Chip. Bill Haywood Howard, how are you tonight, sir?
Good. How's it going?
All right. A little bit still, you know, seeing the white line fever from driving back from Chicago, but I'm there. Let me unplug or plug in Mr. Becker, the man with the golden voice. How are you, sir?
Good to be here. Good to be here as always.
Yes. Da Bears. Yeah, that's right. Actually, it's baseball, man. We were, you know, Monday was the season opener for baseball. The Cubs, I married into a Cubs fan family. So, be it what it is, you know, the lovable losers, last night was their second game. If they would have won, that would have been the first time they had been 2-0 since 1995. 18 years. They were all big about that. 2-0, man, we could be 2-0. And then they blew it in the ninth inning. So, but I hear this is the year for the Cubs, so I don't know. Anyways, it's I've been out of the loop, and I know some people might have been trying to pick up on the live podcast. In fact, speaking of that, let me hit the button so we're broadcasting. All right, we should be live on the app now, and I'm sorry, but I still haven't figured out how to do that remotely, but I have to do it from the plug-in. So, anyways, we're here. Welcome to Heavy Metal Fishing in the chat room. And T. Morris and Yak Chum. Just this once. All right. Thanks, man. Appreciate it. And But we're here. And spring is upon us, I think. It was we had a little bit of snow up there in the south side of Chicago. But it was just flurries. But it did get down about 21 degrees on April the 3rd.
Ugh.
I don't know how much spring you can get. But it's, I don't know. How's the weather down y'all's way? How is it in Tampa?
It was iffy this morning.
Mm-hmm.
We had a nice little, front come through, and it dumped a bunch of rain here and got kind of squirrely a little south east of us. But, yeah, I think spring is done. Summer's, for us anyway.
Summer's on you?
Summer's here.
Right. You guys got the thunderstorms and all rolling through yet?
Yeah, we did today.
Yeah.
Yeah, and there should be another round of them later on this evening as the front actually approaches. So
I haven't even looked at the radar tonight. Wow. So, anyways, let's see. Heavy Metal there from Louisiana says they get two seasons: summer and mild summer.
Nice.
All right. So I can tell you we're getting close to the announcement of the location for the next boondoggle. Like I said, I've been on the road all week, so just a couple of texts back and forth with the compadres over there at yakangler.com. But we're getting close, and we hope that we'll be able to announce that here real soon so folks can start making arrangements. The date will be the second weekend in October. That will be Columbus Day. Yeah, by the time we find out, it'll be... No, my, you got plenty of time. 6 months.
Hey, you'll have 2 weeks' notice.
Yeah, you'll get 2 weeks' notice. So That's how they do it, right? But it's turning out. It's going to be cool. And then we're and I guess one of the things we're working on is that we're hoping on being able to start something new with the Boondoggle, like, you know, getting some more interesting places. Like, the venue just has to be bigger now with all the people that are showing up. So, but I do have some other little projects in the works. I saw a post there from Mr. Haywood a couple of weeks back, and I've got some other possibilities lined up for maybe some mothership trips. So I'm going to send out a little request for proposals. And when that hits the street, it's probably going to be pretty quick, because it'll be probably 6 to 10 people that'll be able to go. We'll publish that. Last year, we tried to get a six kayak angler group to go out on the Captain Gabby, which is out of Brunswick, Georgia. It's an old converted shrimp trawler, and they put your boats on like Friday afternoon, take you out to some very special spots. If you've ever been out on a mothership, the guys know where to go. And if you actually go and do a YouTube search on the Captain Gabby, G-A-B-B-Y, you'll see that's one of the possibilities for this year. So they had a pretty good deal set up for us last year. I couldn't get enough people into it, but I think maybe this year we could probably get some folks together and do a little mothershipping. That one down in the Keys looks pretty good too, but I don't know how many people they can carry. But it'll be a real quick one, because we'll announce it, and you got to get your reservations in, or you'll be left out, because they can only carry so many folks. But mothershipping could be fun, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Man.
Yeah, that'd be great.
And I think really that's about the only way. I mean, we when we started doing the Boondoggle 3 years ago, we wanted to do the Keys. And unfortunately, most of the campgrounds are booked like 18 months out. I mean, you got to be right there, ready to rock with a reservation about 18 months, as soon as they open it up for a reservation. I think they only take them out like 18 months in advance. We thought about doing like Biscayne, the Biscayne Park, somewhere down in the Keys, and it's just, it's almost impossible. So
yeah.
So a mothership down in the Keys might be the only way. And that would be just drive down, park, put your boat on the mothership, and then go out and do some incredible. If you've not fished the Keys, it's pretty incredible down there. So anyways. So, hey, man, you guys, last week you did a How event, I understand. How'd that go?
Yeah, it went real well. We had it was last Saturday at Port DeSoto Park in St. Pete. Had outstanding weather. We had 9 new vets. I think a couple of them had been out. I know one had been out with the program at Brooke Army Medical Center. But for the most part, the rest of them were all brand newbies, and we had a really good time. I think the guys, they were a little apprehensive at first, but, man, they fell right in. We had a blast.
Well, I tried to do my best and get as far away from Florida as possible so there would not be any wind.
It got a little windy when we turned and made the run for home. But that's typical here. It's typical out there. It's stuck out on the bay at the point in the mouth of the bay. It gets windy out there, you know. And mm-hmm. But the fishing just was terrible. It really was. I don't know what's going on. Our bite in the last week has just been kind of, I don't know, it's just been kind of strange.
Yeah.
You know, we've got beautiful weather and the fish weren't biting anything, so.
Are they going after bait that, or anything? I mean,
I think it might be that transition time of year where, you know, they're like, hey, it's not really winter anymore. It's spring. It's winter again. It's spring again. The tides are starting to get kind of funky. We didn't really have a lot of moving water. So our tides are typically in the wintertime. You have the real good flat lows in the morning, and then it transitions to where you have those low tides in the summertime at night. And I think we're in that in-between time where the tides are just kind of, they're not really super. And that really hurt us the other day because just the water wasn't moving. It was an incoming tide, and it just wasn't moving very much. And I mean, we caught a few fish. I think the guys just, had a good time getting out, fishing, talking smack. And then we came back to the beach and had a big cookout and everything. It was good.
Cool. And I know the couple of Wounded Warrior events that I've been a part of up here in Georgia, it's not even really some of the guys, they're into the fishing, but if they're just, just returned kind of guys and stuff, it's almost like, you see them get out there and just the solitude and the peacefulness, that kind of thing. You just see them kind of, I saw one guy one time, just kind of took a deep breath, and it was just like he relaxed,
Yeah.
It was really cool.
Yeah, you know? my vet was dealing with a traumatic brain injury, and talking with his son-in-law that was there, that they had to replace all the drywall in his house because he couldn't stand being cooped up, and he would go around punching the walls all day.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, and so, we got him out there, and he just totally relaxed. We were cutting up and talking smack. It was great.
Cool. Yeah, this guy's just, it's just really awesome to see him get out there, like you say, relax and just enjoy the openness, and a little smack talking is always good. So.
Yeah. Well,
cool.
I hope it's doing some good because it's a small part on my behalf and all of those in our Tampa Bay chapter to give back, and if what we love doing, kayak fishing, if we can give that back to those guys that have, given so much, and it just relieves the pressure of their everyday lives, man. And it's great. Whether we catch fish or not is, that's a bonus.
Right. Oh, yeah. No, that's awesome, man. Awesome. Mr. Becker, your perspective, anything you saw different? You had a different vet, maybe?
No, my my perspective this week was from inside my house, unfortunately, due to the challenge I was having with my back. I decided I was a scratch at the last minute. What I did not want to happen was me to get out there with somebody, have them have a problem, and because of my compromised physical condition, I wasn't able to give them what they needed or help them the way they needed it. That's it, man. You know what? I used to take myself out of service a lot of ways that way, that things I probably could have done but just didn't want to take the chance. It wasn't about hurting me. It was about not being able to do what I needed to do to help somebody else. And I just figured it was I would much rather have been out on the day, but I just figured it was the better choice. And I thought about going over and, just saying, hey, I'll just paddle around or whatever, but I know me better than that. And I wouldn't have done that. So I stayed home and kind of let the back relax for another day. So,
yeah.
But back in shape and hoping to be out there this weekend. So
awesome.
But it was very disappointing not to be able to be there because, as much as I'm sure the vets who were there look to getting out, at least for me, I look forward to being there to do that. Probably every bit as much as they get out of it. So it was disappointing not to be able to be there, but the good thing is I know we're going to do this a lot more, so look forward to it.
Yeah, it sounds like the chapter there, you guys in paddlefishing.com. You guys are doing an awesome job of getting the group stood up, and you've got it under control, and it looks like there's many more to come.
Yeah, we just took possession of four new kayaks, a trailer, and a lot of fishing gear.
Cool.
So that's going to really help out.
Yep, and from the look of from what I've heard and the pictures I've seen and everything from this event, I think we finally hit our stride in terms of reaching the right target audience, the folks we're looking for, and the way to get those folks out. It's kind of like we reached critical mass, where it's not the onesie twosies, or it's not. It's really the folks that we're looking to give the opportunity to get out. So,
right,
can't go anywhere but well from here.
It's up, it's all going, it's good, it's real good, and paddlefishing.com, that's the group, the main group, right? If somebody wants to volunteer or provide some help, right, is that where they go?
They can go there, they can go to the Heroes on the Water Tampa Bay chapter on Facebook.
Heroes on the Water Tampa Bay chapter on Facebook.
They can find us there too.
Okay. All right. And support is always needed. And if anybody out there listening to the podcast, and I know Jim Dolan, Double Dip, picks up and listens in every now and then, and he joins us on some shows, we can get in touch with him. And it's certainly something that's forefront of Kayak Fishing Radio and YakAngler.com. Our friends over there, we're always into supporting it any way we can. So, got another one planned yet? Another one in the works?
No, we don't have another one planned. We got, we've got this weekend's free. Next weekend, Saturday, there's a tournament. And then the following Sunday, there is a demo day. And then the following weekend is Tax Camp 2.
Yes, Tax Camp 2.
Big Uglies and what was... Well, never mind.
No, Tax Camp 2 is Go Ugly Early.
Go Ugly Early. Well, we... Mr. Becker and I have been kind of talking behind your back there. And we're planning on bringing our telescopes, man, because there's some pretty interesting stuff in the sky right now. And we think it's probably going to be dark enough out there to get some pretty good looks at things.
Yeah.
I was noticing, I don't know if you remember, when we were sitting out there last time, just commenting on how beautiful the stars looked and just how dark the sky is up there. So I think that would be a real good opportunity if we get any good seeing time.
Yeah, I got an 8-inch Dobsonian, and I've created a little cradle for it there in the Kayak Fishing Radio battle wagon. So we'll be bringing that down. I think it might be cool to set up out there on the little catwalk thing, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's pitch dark out there.
Yeah, and then that'll give us a pretty good horizon too, because it's a bit elevated. So it's always, when you can get away from the big city and the lights and everything, so maybe something to do as we sit around at night and ponder the universe. But in fact, there was something about the planet Uranus.
I believe there was.
Yeah. So we're thinking maybe a title for your next blog post there, Bill, something like Uglies in Uranus.
Oh, bad. That's bad.
We're talking about planets here, man.
That's right.
Man. We're just talking about Uranus.
Oh, hey, at least it's still a planet. It didn't get kicked out yet. So back to fishing.
Heavy metal shows up. That sounds nasty.
Oh, this show is taking a dramatic turn.
It's terrible, right? It's terrible. Uh-huh. Okay. So anyways, yeah, a little bit of sky watching and maybe go after some big uglies. We're going uglies, all right? you're going to set up the crab traps, and we're not messing around.
Yeah.
So what we should probably do is.
Go ahead, Bill. Okay, great. No, go ahead.
I was just going to say what we should probably do is, for anybody listening to the podcast or not familiar with what we're talking about, we should explain a little bit about what this is, so it's not just the three of us.
Yeah, everybody's like, what are you guys talking about? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Although after that last couple of seconds there, they really may not want to know.
Yeah, there's...
Fabulous.
Mr. Pink
Boa. With the Big Bend area of Florida, this time of year, the black drum tend to move up in. So we, Bill, it's your creation, Tax Camp.
Well, I can't take the credit. It was my buddy Dave. He titled it. We went up there on April 15th and just had a blast. So, yeah, it's a good area. I like going up there.
We hope to, and we'll bring eye protection and the Leatherman so that we can do some crab claws.
Yeah.
Crab claws, yeah.
All set.
All set, good to go. All right, so we got some stone crabs, and is it clams or oysters down in that area?
Clams.
Clams. So.
Oh, man, clams.
Might have to bring some bacon and some heavy cream and work up maybe a big pot of clam chowder or something.
Well, that's where they come from. They got the big clam farms out there. They're cheap.
Yeah. So that'll happen. And I don't know what else is going on. Any tournaments coming up? Anyone in the chat room? Go ahead.
Well, the only ones I know of are this weekend is the Tropic Thunder, Tropic Bay Classics.
Right.
From Captain Pat over at Cars Park.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
Next weekend is the paddlefishing.com's number 3 tournament that got postponed and rescheduled. And it's sponsored by Aqua Dream Spoons.
Okay.
So everybody's going to get 2 spoons to fish with all day, and that's it.
Very cool.
What else?
And those Aqua Dreams, those are those ones that are painted up with the realistic kind of.
Some of them are.
Yeah.
Some of them are. Okay. Yeah, they have one that's like pinfish color.
Yeah.
Yeah.
From the chat room, we've got BCKFC Redfish Rumble in Myrtle Grove. So that looks like, what's BCKFC? Help me out there, Heavy Metal. And a women's outdoor gig going on in Cabela's in Baton Rouge. So,
Bayou Coast Kayak Fishing Club?
Bayou Coast Kayak Fishing Club. Look at there, man. You knew exactly.
Google is your friend.
Yep.
Oh, I didn't Google it. Myrtle Grove is where the part of the swamp people are, right?
Yeah.
Myrtle Grove?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Susquehanna Flats Kayak Jamboree from Yak Chum. And Boston College KFC, April 20th for the Susquehanna Flats Jamboree. So cool with that.
A lot of tournaments coming up. You know, you got Jacksonville, the Jacksonville Classics coming up soon.
That's right.
You got over 350 people already signed up.
That's a huge one.
Yeah, and Jay Bay. I don't know much about Jamaica Bay. That's a big one. They get like 200 plus.
Yep.
That's
kind of cool
crazy.
Up there too. The J Bay tournament is Jamaica Bay. It's right off of, is it LaGuardia Airport? It's right off the end of the airport. It's an old seaplane base that they use. Yak Chum is saying J Bay is on. So it's JFK. So it's JFK Airport right there, and it's right off the end of one of the runways, I guess, and it's an old seaplane base. Yeah, I'm going to make that one year. Not this year, but I hear it's really interesting, and the guys are just, we usually have Hammerhead or one of the guys up there, Yak Chum, if you're up there, we get a roving reporter and get them to call in and join us here on the show. It's a lot of fun listening to the guys. In fact, when we did Chuckalowski, the what they call the Wolf Pack, they were all down there in Chuckalowski the week prior, and they stayed over a couple extra days to join us there in Chuckalowski. So for the Boondoggle. So, 17th, 18th, and 19th, 20th for Jay Bay there. So that's cool. And if you're listening to the podcast, you get the information to us. Wolfpack is Jersey and New York guys. A lot of fun, yeah. Get the information to us on these, and also get it over to our buddies over at yakangler.com, and they post them up on the tournament board there, so it gets put out for everybody to know what's going on. Tournaments are a sign that kayak fishing is coming into its own, I think. IFA is coming up. IFA's got a couple, let's see. I think they just, Savannah is coming up, or Charleston, one of the two, for the Inshore Fishing Association, the kayak tournament, so... Things are happening. It's growing. So, anyways.
Yeah, DOA sold out in 8 days.
8 days, yeah. And they even bumped it up to what, like 120 paddlers this year?
Yep.
So.
Yeah, when they started out, it was 80 people, and they didn't sell it out. And this was like maybe 4 or 5 years ago.
Right.
And it's just blown up. And now it's, you know, 120 spots this year, and it was sold out in 8 days. And that's, on the scale of tournaments, that's an expensive one to fish. You know, you're buying the lures and stuff.
Right.
That's saying a lot, that many people are willing to shell out that much money and sell it out. And the fishing down there has been really tough for those tournaments, because it's not just, you know, it's not a slam, it's a slam, but it's not just a slam. They have to be above the minimum slot length to count.
Right.
And it's tough. It's tough fishing down there. And this year it was really bad for some reason. So, yeah.
And it's for... For some of our listeners who might be new to kayak fishing and maybe thinking about a tournament, that's one of the way we. It's usually all catch, photo, and release from a kayak. So you catch a fish, you have a board that has a ruler on it, you lay the fish on it, and you have some sort of a token, a card, or as we did at the adventure fishing tournament, we had a poker chip that's unique to you or your area, and you take the picture of the fish, and then you post that for points, for the inches. I know that the year that I fished the paddlers event for DOA, they said it was going to take probably 100 inches of fish to win that one. Now, I think that must have been the first year that it was tough, because the wind was howling. I was in Florida, so...
That tournament, I don't know, it's been cursed.
Yeah.
We've had hurricanes, you know, typical, and they never hold it the same day each year. They rove around and just, you know, you don't know when it's going to be. It just pops up. It's kind of how they do things down there. They're real loose.
Yeah.
And just, hey, you know, you watch the website and boop, there it pops up. I've been down there, and the weather's just, you know, thunderstorm, lightning. There's hurricane one year, pouring down rain.
Yeah.
It's tough. It's tough fishing. It's a lot different down there than like what a lot of us in the Tampa Bay area are used to fishing.
But everybody shows up. The thing has been sold out for the last 3 years that I've been watching it. So, and what I wanted to say was, what I wanted to add in was that for the folks that are fishing their first tournament, in some tournaments that are catch, photo, and release, they require you to to that the fish that you catch has to be a legal caught fish. So if you were to keep that fish for consumption as a take, it has to meet the requirements per the freshwater or saltwater fishing regulations. And that's what Bill was alluding to there, was the fact that the DOA tournament, your fish has to meet those. So it has to be, if it's a redfish, it has to be in that 18 to 26 or 27 inch slot range to count. If it's bigger or smaller than that, it doesn't count. Yeah,
it could be bigger.
It could be bigger, but it has to meet the minimum. Yeah, that's
it, right. Has to meet the minimum to count.
Yeah. So fishing tournament was whatever you caught.
Yeah, whatever you caught.
Yeah.
And when I fished the DOA a couple of years ago, I missed probably winning it by an inch or two.
Oh.
I caught a nice snook, but it wasn't quite legal. Everything else I caught was.
Yeah.
You know, I caught a nice red, a nice trout, but that snook was just, you know, I think at that time it had to be 29 or something like that, and it was 27 and a quarter. It's just small. Just almost there. I couldn't, you know, there's no way I could make it gain those extra inches.
Get the stretcher. Right?
Yeah.
Put it on the rack and stretch it out.
And then there was one year that a guy caught a 40-inch snook, but he didn't catch anything else.
Yeah. And there you go.
Yeah.
And that's why we call it fishing, not catching, right?
That's it.
Anyways, but you know, I'm looking forward to going back after the big black drum, those big uglies.
Yeah, man.
And we're probably maybe talk a little tactics about black drum, because they're starting to show up. I see, I've seen a couple of pictures popping up on Facebook and on some of the kayak forums. They're kind of a shellfish eater, so maybe we'll talk about that next week.
Yeah.
But I'm about run out of ideas here for tonight. So, you guys got plans? You got plans for the weekend there, Bill?
Will it fish?
Will it fish? Uh-huh. Right. And so, Will It Fish is a relatively new segment at yakangler.com, and Bill is our tester there. If you have if you're a YouTube fan, you've seen that comes from Will It Blend. There was a thing that the clone found, and he thought that was pretty cool. So the guy put things in a blender, but the Will It Fish thing. Yeah. So you've got a couple of, you're going back out this weekend. You've got a new lure to try.
Yeah. It's a continuation of the lure that I was using. I'm not going to give it away. But you know, my last trip when Greg Chris came down, we fished a Saturday and just tore the fish up.
Uh-huh.
But then I went back out Sunday with the expectations, okay, we'll do Will It Fish today with the new lure, and nothing.
Oh.
It was like a ghost town. So then we've had weather events, and then we've had tournaments that I fished, and so I haven't, you know, it's gotten behind, and I haven't been able to get on with it. But I have, you know, this weekend, if the weather holds, we got some pretty good tides. We're going to give lure one another try.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. We might have to do Mythbuster on this one and just blow it up to see if it'll work. And then lure two, I hope to do this weekend as well. And I have way more hopes for this one.
Cool.
Than I do the first lure. So we'll see. Oh, it'll be fun.
All right. And when that gets posted up, it'll be on the front page at yakangler.com.
Yep.
Kind of our imprint version, our on the web version there at yakangler.com. Make sure you guys check that out. How about you, Mr. Becker? Weekend, how's your back doing? You're going to make it? Are you coming off waivers?
Yeah, I think I'm off the DL. Should be by the weekend. I may go along and carry the camera to take photographs of the striking numbers of fish that I'm sure will hit whatever's on the opposite end of Haywood's line. Or yeah. Or something like, did I say that right, Bill? I practiced it like three times, just like you told me.
Awesome.
I'm sorry, that wasn't on mute. Sorry.
You use your out loud voice again.
Yeah.
I hate it when that but it happens so frequently now, I can't really tell the difference. So. Yeah, I'm looking forward to getting out. It's been a while. Actually, I haven't been out since the crisp weekend down here. And when I let you and my son and Greg catch all the fish, and I kind of stayed out of the way. So looking forward to an opportunity to get back out and let a line.
Awesome. Well, I've got gear to unload and things to clean up, and it's spring is upon us. And probably, I know it's a dirty word, but the lawnmower has got to be cleaned up and got ready for the year. So. Might be able to make it out and do a little freshwater fishing this weekend, but certainly in two more weeks we're going to be down there for tax camp and love and life. So, and if you're listening to the podcast and you want to see more of the two here on the, the Dreaded Lawn Mowers, right? Bill and Greg both have posts on yakangler.com. Bill's pictures are worldwide, from the Blade Magazine, Kayak Fishing Group, down in the Southern Hemisphere. So Tommy finally gets sound, and I'm getting ready to sign off for the night. Sorry, buddy. The podcast will be up, though. All right. But I've been on the road for about 12 hours today, and I've come to the end of it. So, Bill? Greg, thanks for joining me tonight, and we'll see you guys next week. All right. Tight lines.
Be safe.
Yep. Be safe out there. And just like Greg started off at the beginning of the show, man, if there ever is a question, there is no question, you know. Be safe. And no boondoggle yet, Tommy. We'll get it out as soon as we know, and we're getting really close. So thanks again, guys. We'll see you in a couple of weeks at Tax Camp 2. And Kayak Fishing Radio. We'll see you next time. Thanks a lot. Good night. Tight lines.
phone and says, hey, kayak guy. My knees started shaking, the water starts to swirl. I think I fell in love with my kayak girl.